Welcome to The English We Speak with me, Neil.
And me, Fifi.
We've got an expression which describes that feeling you get when you're not sure what to say or do. It's to be at a loss.
We can get an idea of the meaning of this expression from that word loss. The idea that we no longer have something or have lost something.
Exactly. So in the case of at a loss, we're trying to say that we have no idea what to do or say in certain situations. For example, when we're trying to help someone. So, Feifei, I heard you're going to Spain next week from the UK.
That's right. Can you phone the hotel for me to make a reservation, please, Neil?
Well, I can try, but I'd be at a loss. I don't speak Spanish.
Great example. And I know you love video games, but I don't usually play them. I'm at a loss when I try to play them.
Well, maybe I should teach you some. Let's hear some examples.
Ahmed was at a loss as to what to do for his wife's birthday.
Kevin didn't know how to operate the new computer system. He was at a loss.
I was at a loss as to what to say to him after his girlfriend left him.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning about the expression be at a loss, which means you're not sure what to do or say in a certain situation.
Yes, so at a loss is nearly always used with the verb be. I am, he is, or she is at a loss. And it's commonly followed by the words as to.
Very well explained, Neil. I'm at a loss to explain it better. So, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, my wife and I are going to a restaurant near our house on Friday. What about you?
I'm not sure. I'm at a loss as to what to do.
Well, maybe you can join us at the restaurant. And after that, we can teach you how to play our favourite video game. Then you won't be at a loss in the future.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.